The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. God has a lot to say about the nation of Israel, and I want you to notice some of these things today. In Isaiah 1, verse 3, God has this to say: "The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know. My people do not consider." God was speaking about ancient Israel, and he's also speaking about modern-day Israel, the United States and the British people. God said animals know who feeds and nourishes them, but his people, especially when we're laden down with iniquity, as God says we are, we don't know God, and that it is God that has blessed us for so many years, and that it is God that is sending judgments on us today. Our forefathers at the time of Isaiah's ministry were hastening toward their demise, and just as America today, in our hastening demise, we don't even consider God anymore, but we are becoming more bold in our defiance toward God and his word. That is very evident, because if your eyes are open at all, you see the path that we're on. In Isaiah 1, verse 4, God continues, "Alas, sinful nation." Notice, God calls us a sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, loaded down with iniquity. Who could deny that? "A brood of evildoers." Yes, offsprings of evildoers, children who are corruptors. "They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked to anger the Holy One of Israel. They have turned away backwards." God describes our nation today. He says we are loaded down with iniquity. And we should realize that God hit the nail right on the head. We are wiggling along in our iniquities. We are coping the best we can while reaping what we sow. And all the while, we are sowing more bad seed. Never in the history of our nation have we had a president and a vice president to approve same-sex marriage till 2012. Well, it's not a good harvest, and the harvest will continue to get worse as time marches on, because our nation is corrupt, and the path we're on is making us more corrupt. Our sins are overtaking us. They are catching up with us, but we keep ignoring them as though they will go away. That is the problem we have brought on ourselves by ignoring the Word of God and living the way that seems right in our own eyes, which amounts to the way of Satan the devil. Isaiah 1, verse 5, "Why should you be stricken again?" Now, God is asking us a question. He says, "Why should you be stricken again? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart faints." Yes, God asks a question. He said, "Why will you be stricken again?" Just the same as our ancestors were in the process of their final demise in 732 through 718 B.C., God knew it would happen again to their offspring in the end time, that we would be stricken. Now, are we stricken? What do you think? How would you describe America today? Well, God said 2,000 years ago how we would be today. Listen closely and see if you agree with what God had to say. God said we would revolt more and more. Yes, that our iniquities would increase. Could anyone argue with that statement? Has our iniquities increased in America and in the whole world for that matter? God said the whole head is sick. Could God be describing leaders of Israel, or could he be describing the populace, the way most of us think and live? Or could he mean the populace and the nation's leaders? We might want to ask ourselves if our leaders are solving problems, or are they causing more problems for our nation and you and me as individual citizens? Not too tough to figure that one out. We might ask self the following questions as well. The rapists, the murderers, out of wedlock pregnancy, people that won't work, that can work, big debt, thieves that cause prices to rise by stealing, bigger government, high taxes and higher taxes, inflation, big debt, and rising by the second. These things cause more problems for us. Defiance of God's word and his law is what has caused most, if not of all, the problems this earth has seen since man decided to rebel against the word of God in the Garden of Eden. That rebel attitude has picked up much momentum down through history and is moving faster today than ever, at least this side of the flood. Only one man was living by the word of God when the flood came. It's for sure we didn't learn from history, and it's for sure that we don't learn from history. We haven't learned about the demise of ancient Israel and what caused their demise. We haven't learned from that history either. Neither have we learned we reap what we sow. Neither have we learned that we are slaves of Satan the devil. Neither have we learned that our sins catch up with us and overtake us. We haven't learned that we can't direct our steps, our path, in the right direction without our God. We have not learned that, my friends. We haven't learned that same-sex marriage or live-ins are bad for the nation, or the breaking of God's word in any way is bad for the nation. We haven't learned that lack of proper child-rearing according to the word of God is bad for the nation, or divorce or welfare, at least for those that could work. And in general, just turning our back on the word of God and our Constitution is bad for the nation. We haven't learned that yet. There are so many other evils which are bad for our nation. There are so many that we can't mention near all of them. But I can tell you that we are going to learn before it's all over, because the time of sorrows have only begun for the house of Israel. The whole world, at least, the end-time sorrows of this world have only begun. God is allowing us to finally learn that our way didn't and won't work. We will finally learn that we do reap what we sow. Listen to that statement, my friend. We will finally learn that we do reap what we sow. And we will finally learn that we should have listened to God and that we should have learned from history. You could learn that now if you would. For most that survived the wrath of Satan and the day of the Lord, when Christ began to unleash his anger for one full year on stubborn and rebellious mankind, one judgment at a time, giving time and opportunity to repent before the next judgment, just as he did in Egypt and probably before the flood as well. They didn't repent, neither will America before we meet our demise, neither will this world. That's God's word. We could as a nation and as a world, but we won't. You individually can, will you? What you should understand is that God, Jesus Christ, will do what he has to do to wake our nation and the whole world up. God is in the process of sending judgment on America. So far, we have had a defiant attitude. We haven't taken them to heart. We haven't considered that it just might be God that's sending judgment on America. We see America going down. Things aren't the way they used to be for America. Things aren't the way they ought to be for America. And we understand that, but we don't know why, and we're ignoring God's judgments. In Isaiah 1, verse 6, God continues, "From the sole of the foot even to the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been clothed or bound up or soothed with ointment." God is saying, from the common person on the street to the head of our nation is sick morally and spiritually. We're sick financially as well. We are on our deathbed. God describes our nation today in many other places also. Jeremiah chapter 30 is one of them. Notice Jeremiah 30, beginning in verse 12. Jeremiah 30, verse 12. "Thus says the Eternal, your affliction is incurable, your wound is severe." God is describing the nation that you live in, my friends. God is describing America and the British people, for that matter. "There is no one to plead your cause, that you may be bound up. You have no healing medicine." Well, have we fixed things, my friends? Are we solving problems? Are we fixing things? Are things getting better? We need to heed what God is saying here. God says we have no healing medicines. God says things are going to continue to worsen for America because of all of our iniquities. Verse 14 continues, "All your lovers have forgotten you. They do not seek you, for I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one. for the multitude of your iniquities, because your sins have increased. Yes, God says there's a time coming when those that we think have been and are our allies are going to turn on us and not offer any help. When we're down and out, we will not receive any help from our lovers. God asks a question here in verse 15. Why do you cry about your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable because of the multitude of your iniquities, because your sins have increased. I have done these things to you. God takes credit for bringing this nation down. Yes, God says in another place he will break down the wall and take the hedge away from America. That's the nation that he is speaking of when he makes that statement. And we may get to that yet in this broadcast today, but if not in this one, in the next one. Much of the book of Isaiah was for the house or the nation of Israel, not just the nation of Judah. Isaiah chapter 5 makes that very clear. Notice what God had to say in Isaiah chapter 5, beginning in verse 1. Now let me sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved regarding his vineyard. My well-beloved has a vineyard on a very fruitful hill. God is speaking about the nation of Israel here. The territory that he gave us, a very fruitful land. Who could deny that Israel, that America, has been the most fruitful place on the face of the earth and the best place to live? He dug it up and cleared out its stones and planted it with the choicest vine. He built a tower in its midst and also made a winepress in it. So he expected it to bring forth good grapes, but it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge, please, between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done to my vineyard that I have not done in it? God is asking, what more could he have done for his nation Israel than he had done? The way he blessed us, put us in the breadbasket of the world, the best climate, gave us the best constitution that ever existed in a nation. God asked, why then, when I expected it to bring forth good grapes or bear forth good fruits, did it bring forth wild grapes? God wants to know why we have ignored him the way we have. And God said now in verse 5, he says, and now, please let me tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away its hedge, and it shall be burned, and break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down. In other words, God is telling us that he will take the hedge and the protection away from America, away from Israel. We've got to break off there. I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. Keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program, and we have a couple of booklets that you should request. Number one, How to Build Godly Character. And you need to know that, my friend, and you need to be in the process of building godly character. That's the only way that you're going to be spared in these troublesome days that we're in and are going to get much worse as time goes on. How to Build Godly Character and Seed of Satan. Yes, you need to understand the seed that Satan has sown and is sowing. All you need to do and just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675. Or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com or order online www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today. Have a good day, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day. Located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day. Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri, 63764.